kneeling by my bed, folded hands and tilted head. I thank the Lord for my water and my bread. Thankful to be a part of God's flock of chosen sheep, waking from my slumber while the world is still asleep. Freedom loving, patriotic, deplorable bum. I reside in the States, but Scotland is where I'm from. Sometimes I feel defeated, but we will always stand tall. Fighting with my family, we go one, we go all. We may fall. Our Bibles and talk of bread and wine, indoctrinate our children, throw the world into decline. We the people need to stand firm and understand, without liberty and freedom, all we have is dirt and land. Holding the sword high, I'll stand firmly through the pain. What I have lost is what the wisdom I have gained. If you find me on my knees, it's not because I'm defeated. It was my prayer before the war, the only weapon I needed. Never waste the gifts that the Lord has so given. If at the end of my life, a decision you should make, I will be your servant and the warrior whose soul you will take. And we may fall, holding the line. Yeah, we may fall, but we'll be fine. The world will see the global crimes. Oh, the veil will lift in God's due time.
Good evening, everybody. Hope you had an absolutely beautiful day. It was a little bit chilly here. Got a little couple of flakes. I wouldn't even call it snow today. Then it started to rain the rest of the day, but that's great because we're getting the cold out of the way. Warm weather's coming next week and on. I can finally get all my stuff in the ground. I'm like, got all this big garden, everything ready to go, but I can't put anything in the ground because I don't want them to wash away. Guys, this is Kilt to Christian episode 576. I've called this one Knickknack. Care to guess why? Well, you'll find out in a moment. Let's get to it.
We are many nations around the world, comprised of many cultures, but we stand together in a battle between good and evil. We're the seekers of wisdom, the bringers of truth, the hands of heaven, and the voices of reason. As the world tries to divide us by our differences, we only grow stronger as we are bound together as the children of God.
All right, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Kilt to Christian episode 576. This is called Knickknack, and let's just see why. Why is this called Knickknack? Nikki Knight, how are you doing, sister?
Hi, brother. Surprise, 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 everybody.
This is great because you guys don't know this, but like she's literally sitting in the studio with me right now. So this is one of those rare opportunities that I get to have where the guest is right here rather than looking at them on Zoom. So always pretty cool to get to do that. And sadly, I got to embarrass myself because she saw that I only type with two fingers.
Oh, Jack, I told him, I was like, Jack is going to love that because he types with two fingers as well, that chicken packing, but he's not as fast. So Jack, you're not alone on that one.
Oh, exactly.
It was funny.
Hope, Truth, Hatred, I didn't get to say hi to you. Tam, you know I love you. I'm glad you guys are all here. I've been typing. I mean, look, I've gone to two different colleges. I write more scripts than your average person writes, and I always just use the same two fingers. On occasion, I get all crazy, and I throw another finger into the mix. But it's pretty sad because I just have never been able to get all my fingers to do what they're supposed to do. So you wouldn't want me in court typing everything that you're saying.
No, you're not going to be a court reporter or recorder. And I was like, oh, so did you write them out or did you type them? And he's like, type. And I'm like, oh,
with these two fingers, goodness, my pointer fingers.
That's, you know, it's surprising you don't have carpal tunnel right now.
I know. I'm just like
completely jacked up sideways fingers.
But you have to admit, though, considering I only use these two fingers, I type pretty quick.
Very fast. Like, it's impressive skill that you've got there. Like, you could get it. We could probably keep up. I can do about 90 words per minute, maybe not as much now, but we could probably. You'd give me a run for my money.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, at least I'm not doing it professionally, and you know, I can take my time doing it. And for the most part, nobody has to see.
Nobody ever sees it. But see, because you've got me live,
yeah,
it's not hidden behind the camera or Zoom.
And I just told everybody else who was here.
Yeah, now everybody else knows. Sorry.
But that's okay. You know, I'm not embarrassed about anything. So before we get into the show tonight, a couple things we want to discuss. First things first. Rumble is up. Kilted Christian is up. So if you guys want to go to Rumble, type in Kilted Christian. I'm actually going to load the link tonight so you can follow one of the videos. I've got all of our intros and everything up and ready to go. So if you want to go over there and follow, we're going to be get going on this next week. So I'm going to have to reach out to Jay Wu and everybody and getting this going over on Rumble as well as Podbean. Like I said, they'll be going on both. So you have your choice to go. I know that the chat's a little bit better in here in Podbean, but also people like to see this live and see what we're actually showing, the scriptures, the videos, and so forth. And like I said, I put a lot into this show. So like I said, you'll get to see it's pretty. I do things as professional as I can. It's what I went to school for. So I just absolutely love this. And I'm super excited to have you all there and to get going with this.
It's an awesome adventure. Like that, having everybody together to where they can come in and find it. It's not so scattered. And I mean, you just go right into it. I've become one that likes the Rumble chat because I like the video part.
Yeah. And there is a Rumble chat.
We'll do it on TV. And then, you know, me and Jack and I can watch it together. And I can still mod and chat. And it's like, oh, this is the best of both worlds. So I'm excited for it.
Oh, this is awesome. See, and the one thing that I do like is the moment you guys hear this, give me a 5-5. I'm doing a time test. So see, it literally takes like 3 seconds for what you're hearing to go to you guys.
Yeah.
When we're over on Rumble and YouTube and stuff like that, it's like a minute and a half delay. So when I see something in the chat, I'm like literally responding to you like a minute and a half later because you're just hearing what I said.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a delay. So like I said, there's benefits to both. Overall, I do love the Rumble thing. Because like I said, I get to do video. It streams high definition. There's, you know, and I get to use my OBS and so forth. This is going to be great because Traitor Transition Voice Steve's here with us tonight. We did this for a couple of years. I can't even remember. We almost had 1,000 episodes. We got up pretty high.
Yeah. That's how I first found you was on PTV on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It was like one of the first few episodes I remembered. My favorite one was Philly Q because we had followed one another. She did the Q clock and. So actually getting to see that was a real person, not a bot. And
yeah,
I'm like,
totally.
Yes, this is awesome. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it was like I always had trouble because I had so many. I can tell you which guest I didn't care for, but you guys would know that because I ended the show like about 15, 20 minutes early because I was like, I don't know how much longer I can do. We talked about last night with Jim Watkins.
Yeah.
Way out there. Interesting guy, but there's a point where, and it's hard to make me uncomfortable. But that show right there, I think I even text Steve. I'm like, dude, I'm going to have to end this show early.
It's like abort. What's that code word? We'd have to find a code word. That's what you need to do. You need to find a catchphrase that you could say on air. And then everybody else that really knows you is like, oh, he's getting ready to cut too.
Yeah, red team go, red team go.
There we go.
So the second thing that I got to address, I didn't want to address tonight, but apparently it got really out of hand. So I'm just going to talk about this quick, sweetly, and then move on from it. I got an extremely nasty and a very hateful text earlier from someone. They went into Conley's show and were causing a lot of problems. So if any of you guys were in that chat earlier and you watched last night's show, you know that that neither Conley nor I said anything that was being addressed. I'm going to leave it at that. Pray for him. Anybody that can contact him in particular, if you know who I'm talking about, reach out to him and see if you can help him. I tried to reach out to him and he won't answer. Like I said, there's no issues. There's no issues personally. I care about absolutely everybody. I was literally called a fake Christian and some other things that I just absolutely cannot mention on this show. But nonetheless, guys, know my heart. You guys are here every single night. You listen to last night's show. You know that it was literally probably one of the most lighthearted shows we've had in a while.
It's hilarious. You and Conley had me like in tears a few times. Just, I hadn't been able to be on live in a while. I catch them afterwards. And that was just like, I was so glad I was on live because it was very light. Even with some of the, you know, where y'all were going to be talking about it, you know, it was light and it was fun.
It was all jokes. Yeah. And I didn't even cover the topics that we were being accused of. So but the only reason I'm bringing this up, guys, is because, look, we're a family and sometimes there's going to be issues, but we have to go at everything with love. We have to do absolute forgiveness. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit upset when I got my text this morning, but, you know, I reach out to God first. I reach out to other people that I love. And like I said, we all work through it. So like I said, pray. Don't talk. This isn't about drama. The reason I'm not mentioning his name, because I don't, like I said, I didn't want to have to address this, but it got brought up in Conley's chat like for a long time. So I'm going to move on from that. But guys, remember, it's all about love. It's all about prayers for people. And you all know my heart, you know, Conley's heart, and neither one of us are the kind of people to talk about anybody, much less create drama or anything else. So, like I said, we're here for one another. We can pray for our enemies. We can pray for the family that has bad days, right?
Yeah, we do. And so it's like, you know, how can we expect to be forgiven by Jesus and given that grace and mercy if we can't offer it to one another? We're supposed to be together as the body of Christ. Well, if we got a limb that's broken, you've got to repair that limb. You can't just leave it, you know, your arm dangling down, just, you know, just blowing in the wind, especially up here in this wind. It's been
exactly.
And it's like it's out in the Midwest somewhere, you totally know, it's windy.
And those of you that know me forever know that like I'm the last person to much less be involved in drama, much less create it.
Right.
And like I said, the only reason I'm bringing it up is because it really got bad during Conley's chat. And I know a lot of you were there. So like I said, it's just a matter of prayers and forgiveness and moving
on. Amen.
So that being said,
let's
ready
move
to get
on
into a little bit of show. Exactly.
Right.
So we're going to go over a little bit of news. We're going to get into a lot of conversation here. I'll be giving you a call too, Sean. I'm hoping that I get to see you this weekend, brother. I'm actually really looking forward to it and getting to meet some of your family. Ed, Sean, whatever you're going by. like I said, we're going to have some family here in town this weekend.
Yes.
And then they're moving on to Ohio, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nikki's moving all around the country, kind of visiting, well, not all around, but visiting a lot of people in the area.
Visiting family. It's the family reunion tour. You know, I'm out and about and hubby was being very nice and taking care of all the home duties with the animal. And that's, oh gosh, those animals are, as you know, with your chickens and stuff, it doesn't matter if it's 40 degrees, 20 degrees, hailing, snowing, flooding. They still have to be taken care of. And sometimes, like you said, you were out at 4 or 5 a.m.
chasing chickens. Yeah, you know the old saying, madder than a wet hen.
It's true.
Yeah, it's very true. And
they look so angry.
But one cool thing, too, is that on her venture over here, Nikki brought me 4 more chicks. So I've got an olive egg-laying chick.
Two olive eggers and 2 lavender Orpingtons.
Yeah, so we got more chickens, and we have such a great setup here because I've got a bathtub that I never use. I take showers, but just to let you guys know, they're separate.
He's not showering, you're bathing with the chickens.
Yeah, so I've got the bathtub with the chickens. I got my own shower. But we got the chickies because they're little chickies.
We saved that for Adam Schiff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we got the little chickies running around in the bathtub right now for about a month, until they grow up and get their adult feathers. And then we're going to be moving them out into we have two hatching coops inside of our big chicken cage.
Yeah.
So we're going to put the new chickies into one of the coops that's in there, close them off so they can't get at each other, and just give them like a week or so to get used to one another. That way they're not...
Kind of like when you put your kids in time out. One goes to one corner, one goes to the other corner, and they can watch each other and be like mad at each other. But if they dare move down that corner, they're staying another 20 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly. So, unfortunately, these chickies are just too cute. They can't do any wrong right now.
No, they were adorable. They did well on the ride. It was great. So, yeah. And if y'all start getting warmer weather soon, you know, they'll be able, if you could, we could stay out of winter for a little bit, because I think spring is what we're in. But
technically,
Chris said something really funny right after the spring daylight savings time change. He was talking about how we spring forwarded so fast, he ducked it right back into winter.
He totally did.
I was like, wow, it did.
That groundhog didn't know what's going on right now. He's like, man, I told you it was going to be an early winter.
I think that's when I might have accidentally ran over when I worked up in Highlands. I was in a little Ford Aveo, I think, or Chevy Aveo, and there's a little groundhog coming across. It's probably that one.
Oh, yeah.
He's still running around somewhere. I didn't kill him.
We've got loads of groundhogs around here. Matter of fact, sadly, you know, a good thing, we don't see any dead rabbits on the side of the road, or I haven't. But I see dead groundhogs all over the place. So those guys apparently don't know how to cross the road. They should take some advice from the chicken.
Right.
Because the chicken can cross the road.
Just don't start seeing dead people.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have that angry the groundhog that side-eyes me, like on that meme.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for it. But now we got a great area, and we got like deer everywhere around here, but I haven't seen a live deer since I've been here. That's the weird part. I've seen a couple of dead ones, everybody's telling me, oh man, there's deer all over the place here. I'm like, I've yet to see a deer.
They must have been mistaken and we're in South Georgia.
Yeah.
They had to have been, because that's like deer hitting capital of the South, is down near Macon and just south of Atlanta. So they get out on the highway and will run across I-75.
See, the real Dr. Pepper, apparently I got to go over to Dr. Pepper's house because he sees them every day or so. I think we're fenced off because we've got coyotes that are in the mountains, and we have a lot of horses and some cows and stuff. So I think they fenced off the mountain area so the deers aren't necessarily coming in through here.
That's probably what it is. I see Jack's in the comments here or in the chat. So, hey, babe, I found sheep. There's sheep down here by Duncan.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact,
it's amazing. Like a lot of sheep. Exactly. I've been wanting a sheep.
As a matter of fact, I believe Little Red's in here too. When you came in today, she was like, and I saw these big, beautiful guard dogs. And I was like, oh, yeah,
yes.
You mean the Great Pyrenees.
Yeah, they were just out there wandering around. And I'm like, oh, you know, the area I was in, it took me a beautiful area. And it's like hilly, but it's narrow. And it's all like hills and green. And you're seeing the barns and the cows and horses. And the next thing you know, you see these two big old white monster dogs, Great Pyrenees. I couldn't think of the name of it, but I was like, I wonder where these guys came from.
Oh, yeah. They're gorgeous. And there's a lot of them. It's Border Collies, Great Pyrenees, a lot of them around here. And I know Little Red loves the Great Pyrenees. I know Tom, her husband does.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, too, because a True Patriot, I thought about you the other day. I found this meme, because this is what True Patriot says. I go out and shoot them for food, referring to the deer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I saw this video the other day, and they were asking this lady, like, you know, do you worry about your husband leaving you four? And he went through and started naming like eight or nine like famous people. And she was like, nope, not going to leave him for her. Not going to leave him for her. You know, all these beautiful women. And then the final question was a deer blind and a deer with a shotgun. And she just looked down and shook her head. No,
like, that's going to be like,
my husband will leave me for that. And I know True Patriot won. He loves his wife so much, but I thought about it because he does love.
Well,
deer
any hunting. Smart man should be able to know how to go out and get a few animals, you know, of different species anyway, because, you know, I mean, the hunter-gatherers.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we're going to need the
food supply.
We may need to learn that coming up here soon.
That's one that, yeah, that'll be useful.
I mean, because I can hunt corn all day long, man. I'm a great corn hunter. But the thing is I've never actually been hunting with a rifle or a shotgun ever. When I was in Boy Scouts, I used to do, and when I was going to school, we used to do survival training. So I went on a bunch of different like survival training things where you could only bring what you could fit into a Maxwell case.
So kind of like what they did, what was that, Naked and Afraid, but yes, you didn't have to be naked and you got more than, you know, a satchel to cover your stuff.
Yeah, I, you know what? I can do the survival part, but I don't want to do it naked.
Oh, some of them out there on the sand, and it's like, I don't want to see their butt with red bumps
I'm like modest, and I'm like, but the deer may be looking, you know, like... But the thing is, though, is that because I can't eat seafood, I'm allergic to iodine.
Yeah.
So I can't, you know, but where I start, both places that I ended up doing all these survival hikes were both during the winter because they wanted to make sure that you could survive, you know, the uncomfortable time, and both in marshes. So you had to deal with snakes, gators, and all this other stuff. So everyone else is catching crabs and fishing, you know, for their dinner. I couldn't.
Yeah.
So I had to learn how to... take twine or take vines and make snares. So I got pretty good at that. So I've eaten squirrel, I've eaten raccoon, which are surprisingly good. I'm not gonna lie, raccoon really? Is pretty darn good. If anybody that lives down south that has been to a Sonny's barbecue, I'm gonna ruin this for you.
Oh no, but don't say it.
No, the barbecue beans, the meat that's in there tastes just like raccoon. It's raccoon, but it tastes like it.
I was like, no, yeah. I'm not a fan of Sonny's. I like real, true barbecue.
Sonny's it's a good alternative when you don't have the true barbecue restaurants around you. But yeah, I used to go there. And like I said, that's what that raccoon reminded me of. Now, I wasn't a huge fan because I made dumplings from cattail. So the cattail are those things that look like hot dogs.
Yes, that it's technically now. You're the reason they made that illegal to pick, huh?
Probably it's like it's nature's flower.
Yeah, it's like the little they have the couple inch long brown like round things at the top.
It looks like a corn dog.
It does, a corn dog on a big giant stick.
Yeah. Yeah, Sonny's beans are the best. I knew Kitty too would be there for me because she knows she lives right in the area where those things are everywhere. Sonny's beans are the best. But yeah, the tops of the cattails, you can pound it down into a flour. You grind it up with like a mortar and pestle, and you can grind it into a flour. So we would make dumplings and pancakes.
Interesting.
Yeah, out of those things. So I had squirrel and dumplings, and I'm not a big fan of dumplings. So the squirrel may have been good, but I don't like the dumplings. And yeah, biscuits. Here we go. Like nature biscuits. You guys have it, marsh biscuits. So we'll call them marsh biscuits.
Well, see, you could do rabbits. And that's something that we just got into is doing meat rabbits. And for some reason, it's got to be a God thing because I like exotic meat like kangaroo and ostrich. I'm fine with exotic meats, but squirrel and rabbit I haven't had, and I have had gator tail. It doesn't taste like chicken.
Gator tail's good. I love it. It's really tough.
It's very tough. Yeah. It's like when you get bad calamari and you can't chew it, and you're like, am I going to be able, is this a rubber band? Did they fry a rubber band? So it's like, but I am getting ready to do some, I want to do rabbit dumplings.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know.
Everyone tells me, I haven't had rabbit yet, but I heard it tastes like chicken.
Well, if it's anything like gator tail, then I might be in trouble there.
Yeah, it's way more tender.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because I had my gator tail that I had was in Louisiana. So I mean, those guys know how to cook gator tail. Come on down here and come and eat some of my gator tail. Like, oh, it's so good because they can spice it up real nice.
You sound just like the guys too. Swamp
I had a buddy of mine. One of my good friends back in the day was Cajun, and this is a little gross story, but he was married to this woman. And he used to talk about a turtle game. He goes, man, we ought to play a turtle game. I'm like, what's the turtle game? He goes, just like Dutch oven. He goes, uh-oh. You pass gas under the covers, and the first person to stick the head out the covers is a turtle. And I will never forget that because this guy also worked with animals, and he had monkeys in his house. And he didn't leave too often. I mean, he would leave, but he would have like a professional come in and watch his home. And he left one time, last minute, and had to have a buddy come over to watch his house and make sure that the monkeys got fed. And the guy was doing stuff that, in front of the TV. I'm not going to tell you what he's doing. Just use your imagination. And monkeys pick up everything. And the moment you laugh at a monkey, it'll never stop doing what it's doing. So the guy comes home, and his monkeys wouldn't stop doing this particular thing. And I will never forget this. This Cajun guy, he goes, you ruined my monkeys. You ruined my monkeys. And I'm like, man, those are words I've never heard together, and I will never, ever forget this. You ruined my monkeys.
And coming out of somebody that's, you know, Cajun Creole, that's an accent kind of like my Southern accent, you know. It's like a Boston accent, you know. There's just those certain tones that come out. And
oh, yeah.
Cajun's probably one of the hardest Creole to learn, like, because they're fast and everything runs together.
It's like the opposite of Scottish. Because Scottish, I always call the lazy language because they talk a little slow like this. And they, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't understand them, but it's slow. But then you get Cajun and it's like super quick.
I think it's because of all those spices. Their mouths are like on fire so bad. They're like, hey, I got to say this as quick as I can because I got to go get something cool this down.
And then they're like, you can't handle that hot sauce? And I drink that in the morning with my eggs.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. They can handle some spice, but I love spicy foods. So that's A-okay with me. Tonight I got to cook a steak pesto pasta.
Oh my gosh.
This evening. I haven't gotten to do that in a long time. I'm frugal, but I wanted to, you know, cook something. We had a guest tonight, Nikki, so I wanted to cook something nice. And man, everything's getting so expensive. Prosciutto, my goodness.
Yeah.
Pesto. Like, I can't wait for my my basil to start growing so I can start making my own pesto.
Yes. See, that's when it's great. Man. Oh, I tell you what, the food, I come in the door. And it, like, I was a little bit later than what I was planning to because just things kept happening or had to make this stop or that stop because, you know, we are out in the middle of nowhere. There's $1 General and that's all you get. So I'm like, I don't want that to be sold out. So went and did that and got here and the whole house was just, you could smell the marinade. And then he started that pesto and I'm like, oh, my stomach was grumbling.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. Amazing. Duncan can cook.
Oh, thank you. There's, yeah, those that say skinny people can't cook. There's a couple out there. Your husband being one of them. Jack can cook. Yeah. So I was asked to let you guys know when we're going to be going live on Rumble. I was going to be Monday, but I accidentally set a pre-recorded show that I've got to do during that time because that's the only time they could come for the Godcast. So I will be officially starting on Tuesday. Jay Wu and them want to move their show to the later time that I usually do, then we'll go on Monday. Other than that, everything will start basically on Tuesday just to kind of give it a shot running forward with it. And then everything from that point forward will be same time, same shows every single day. And I will make sure to put out something to let you guys know for sure about that. And I will also put up our link this evening so that you guys can go follow because apparently you needed like 10 followers or something in order to stream on Rumble. Unfortunately, we got that probably in about 5 minutes. So we're good to go now. I got the Rumble set up. I got the program, the streaming thing paid for. So we are set and good to go.
Nice.
Finishing the little tweaks on videos and finishing the little tweaks on getting OBS set up, which is the streaming software, and we're set to go. So that being said, if you guys get a chance later on, go to Rumble, just look up, you can put Kilted Christian into the search thing. And I've got all three of our intro videos and walk-in videos and everything. They're already up, so you guys can check them out if you want to. And then can't wait to get going on that.
Well, and they did a new Rumble studio update, didn't they?
Yeah.
To make it a lot more integrative and really, I've heard it's really good. I haven't tried it yet because I was one of those. It took me a second to be able to figure out the whole Rumble live stream and at that time it was very new, you know,
they've made it as easy as YouTube now. Cause basically you don't even need OBS. My shows are extremely complicated because I've got like, you'll see, I got loads of graphics, everything's framed in.
This setup is like huge up here.
Yeah, she's the first time she's seen the studio. So it's like, it's loads of monitors.
It's
and
like a kid
keyboards
in a candy store with all of it. It's like, wow, I could really see that screen. That's awesome.
Thank you, Kitty, too. So yeah, I did this. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to going forward with this. And like I said, I love doing this stuff so much. Like I said, it's totally worth the time to get it looking good. And like I said, Fox ain't got nothing on us,
right?
We have the best producer, the Heavenly Father. Man.
Amen. Amen to that.
So, but it's cool though because it's completely integrated now, where you can use OBS and you can also use the system to stream it out to other places, which is kind of cool too, because before I had to purchase this thing called Restream, which is like $1,000 plus a year in order for me to send it other places so I could have like five things at one time. But in this case, all I have to do is go into OBS, go through Rumble, and then I can literally set it from Rumble to send it out other places from what I was seeing. So We'll get to that point eventually. But right now, like I said, at least we got one place for video, one place for audio, chats in both. One you can put up on your television. If you guys have any kind of a smart TV or a Roku or whatever.
Fire Stick.
Yeah, Fire Stick or any of those. Yeah,
Xbox, I think now does it.
Xbox. You can download YouTube on your television and then just go to the live section and it'll show you every single show that's live at that moment.
Awesome.
Which is kind of neat. So there's a lot of benefits to it. I'm excited as well. Because like
y'all should see Duncan. He's very, his face lit up like a kid on Christmas. Like even more excited than running downstairs, you know, on A Christmas Story. And Ralphie and Randy just trying to dive into it. He is so excited.
I got
about
my
this.
Red Ryder BB gun.
He got his Red Ryder. He's excited. Yeah, don't shoot your eye out though.
I won't shoot my eye out. No, but I'm so excited. Because like I said, we got everything put together the last couple of weekends. Just building things bit by bit. You know, I am so excited because this is what I love to do. I haven't done a Payne's Angels video in a while. So this kind of
gets you back.
It got me the feels
it.
Exactly yeah. To get back into it. So once we have these shows going up and I feel comfortable that everything's set up right, I'm going to get back on, doing Payne's Angels videos again. So those will be popping out. The difference now, way less political, whole lot more scriptural.
Awesome.
That's just kind of been the movement. Yeah, the path that God's moved me in. And there'll be some politics still, but it's going to be scriptural things like unifying and forgiving and praying for your enemy and, you know, talking about what's going on in the world, fearing not, let go of the stress God's got, you know. So
right, yeah.
But in Payne's Angels styles and in Payne's Angels voice. Apparently that's a thing.
That is a thing.
Everybody's like, Payne's Angels voice.
That is a thing, especially when you first started going into prayers. At the beginning of Kilted Christian, like you got that Payne's Angel voice really came out that, oh, it was great.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you've got a Payne's Angels voice, then you've got your Duncan voice, and then you've got your excited voice. It's kind of like, I guess I do that. I probably went through 50 of them.
We all
been
do
on
that.
Here.
And it's funny, though, because it is natural when I go into these things, for the Payne's Angels especially, for these intro videos, you guys can hear that. It's like, I can turn voice into emotion.
Yeah.
On the show, I don't need to. I just get to laugh. And well, you guys hear me occasionally get into that I'm going to throw rocks kind of mood. I think we're all getting into that point. Matter of fact, it was something. I can't remember what it was that I sent to Jeff earlier. I was so, so, so mad when I can't. What was that, Jeff? I'm looking for it right now. But it was had something to do with the children. And I was just, here we go. Portland family sues Portland Public School District for $9 million after their daughter was gang raped in the school bathroom. The girl was assaulted by two male students who lured her into the bathroom saying that they were going to find, or the locker room saying they were going to find her house. So she didn't want her family to get pulled into it. So they, I'm sorry, but in the article, they penetrated her. And she went to the school to tell them about it. And the school never called the authorities. They did the investigation themselves, and they suspended the boys for 1 day.
What?
1 day.
Yeah. When did our world get flipped upside down like this? And how, if gravity is really a thing, are we still staying upright? Because that is just so backwards.
I'm like, literally.
It's like the ones that really are doing good. They really are the ones that get punished. Like Jesus said, you know, they're gonna persecute us because they persecuted him. And I mean, like, that's wrong.
I will die on this hill. Mm-hmm. I will die on this hill. I will die standing up and fighting. I mean, this is, like I said, you know, Jay Wu says millstones. I know we're supposed to tie them to their neck, but I'm going to throw them at them first and then tie them to the neck.
That sounds, you know, that's going to be when Jeff's like, hey, you could throw the rocks. And then while you're throwing the rocks at them, you know, you could be like a lasso with the millstone and let it wrap around the neck too. And right at the water.
So yeah, he even said that we're going to need bigger
get the rocks.
Rocks
and get to take them down in the water right after.
Jeff even was with me on this one. He's like, I think we're getting close to the rock throwing time. You know, a while back, I sent him a catapult, like big rocks.
It's like, yep, it's there.
I should have remembered the rocks. It's one of my favorites. Yeah. Go Braveheart. Let's go Braveheart. Should have remembered the rocks. Or no, he's like, I'll crush you like a worm. I haven't said that one in a while. That would be worm. In Scottish, worm is worm. So if you ever watch Braveheart and you hear him go, I'm going to squish you like a worm, he's saying a worm.
A worm. I say, I never knew what that was.
Everyone came at me after that. Like, what did he say? I said, worm. You know, he didn't. He said, wadum. I said, no, he said, wardum.
It's like, do you want some water?
Ours come with a D, in case you guys didn't know. Apparently, ours come with a D. Depending, the higher you get in Scotland, in the mountains, the more the D comes out in your R.
The more pronounced it is.
Okay. Exactly. Like a brig and a click. You know, that would be a bridge and a creek.
Oh, the creek. See, I was getting a click or something that I'm not going to repeat.
Yeah.
The bridge I got.
Well, the brig, they actually ended up calling areas on the boat a brig.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they got it from is the bridge.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why they call it the brig.
Interesting.
Scottish term for brig. I crossed the creek on the brig. So we'll get into a little bit of news here, and then we'll get into some conversation. We got a really cool video that I'm going to play for you in a little bit. Matter of fact, when I popped it up, Nikki's like, oh my gosh, that's so inspirational. I'm like, yes, it is. And honestly, if you're not crying by the time this is done, I am so sorry, but I can't watch that without tearing up.
I've probably watched it now at least 10 times, and each time it's amazing.
Well, let's start with it, and then we'll go into the
news. Do that. Yeah, because we're like hyping it up. They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to hype it up, and then we're going to let you guys wait.
Sorry, guys. You'll get to see it when Rumble comes
out. Exactly. But it's a lady. She is 88 years old, set up. Mom, 88, has late-stage dementia. And if you don't believe Jesus is real, just watch this video and be amazed.
Hey, can you tell me what your address is?
What my address is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. What color shirt did you have on yesterday?
I don't know.
What did you have for lunch today?
Food. Good food.
All right. So who is Linda? Do you know Linda? What about Paul?
Paul?
Paul. All right. Who is Jesus?
Well, Jesus is the one who saved me and lives in my heart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And will take me home.
Quite amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it? Like you get the goosebumps. Like, do you just get chills?
I know. I get the chills and like my eyes water up. My eyes are raining.
It's you know, there's some onions or something, yeah. Maybe.
Man, yeah. I mean, that was like, I watched that so many times and it gives me the same feeling every time. I mean, like, this woman is so deep into dementia, final stages, can't remember her kids' names. Doesn't even know what color shirt she wore yesterday, what food she ate today. But man, the moment she mentioned Jesus's name, everything about this woman lit up. She became so cognizant. Oh yeah, he saved my life.
Yeah, right?
He's going to bring me home.
You know, you could tell she's frustrated by not remembering those other things because, you know, that's why she said food. It's like,
yeah.
Well, I don't remember, you know, she's saying, I don't remember. But Jesus, bam, she's like, yeah, I know that's.
I know.
Save me. He's going to take me home.
It is unbelievable. I mean, it gave me the chills. Because like I said, you know, look, if you're going to forget everybody else, don't forget that.
Amen.
And then, like I said, it just shows you how important Christ was in her life for her to remember that and where she couldn't even remember her kids' names. And that's one thing that I am expecting. Because look, if it gets to the point where my dad or my mom forget my name, even when I'm sitting right here in front of her, you know what I'm saying? I am going to never cease talking about Jesus. If there's one thing that I want her to always remember, I want her to remember Christ over anyone in our family.
Yes.
Most important thing. I'll see my mom and my dad again when they're cognitive up in heaven. You know, matter of fact, that was one thing that I finally got to bring back to my mom, because one question she always asks is, when I go to heaven, will I recognize my mom and my dad? You know, and that always brings me to tears because I'm just like, you know, I was explained that, well, everyone's your family at that point. So I don't know if it would even matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're just going to love everyone the same. But in the scripture, it literally says that they'll recognize you. I wish that I had that scripture up. And I'm sure some of you guys may know what I'm talking about. But it actually, they will recognize you. We will recognize each other when we're in heaven. And that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I'm looking to see if somebody posted it in the chat.
Yeah, I'm
Talking
sure.
Talking Bible, Jeff. She should.
I know Jeff's like, I'm going to bring it to you all. Yeah, but I mean, it's pretty awesome. And you know, like I said, is the one thing that you want them to always remember is Jesus. And even if my mom doesn't remember, it's not going to stop me from having a conversation with her about it nonstop. Because as Nikki, in the short time she's been here tonight, I mean, we've had God conversations, Jesus conversation. We prayed twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was like, great. And that, like, just she's a doll. You could see where Duncan gets his personality from, his kind heart, because she's the same way. And, you know, you can't talk too much about Jesus anyway.
No. Exactly.
It's like loving a baby too much. You can't love a child too much. You can't love Jesus too much.
No. And if you'll notice, too, is that, you know, when we start talking about some of the things going on in the world, she'll kind of shut off and her arms cross over her stomach, you know, which is, you know, kind of regressing from the conversation. Because it worries her what's happening in this world. But the moment we start talking about God or Jesus,
she opens up. Lights up instantly. It's beautiful.
Instantly, you know, even, and then she finally got to see what I've been telling you guys about my dogs. Because, like, I'm not going to say the word right now because Pup's right below me.
Yeah.
But, like, he gets excited when we say the P word. Yeah. He's like, oh, it's time.
Yeah. He got very excited. It was so funny. And then, Pop Spirit was like, well, as we were partaking in the P word, you know, she was just like, hey, no, that's my grandma. Hang on, don't have her hand. What are you doing?
Well, she did relax though. She was all barky. Same thing that Nathan deals with every single day. It's like Nathan's a brand new person every day until he comes in and sits down and all of a sudden, oh, you're that guy. I love
it's
you.
It's like, oh, you're cool.
But yeah, so now she's calm and she's not barking and, you know, and she's just a puppy.
Yeah.
But yeah, she does. Sweet. She was a little protective about my mom, just kind of not being mean or nipping, but like pushing her hand away with her head.
What is your hand doing right there at her hand? Why are you doing, you're not supposed to get your space, get in your bubble. I'm like, hey, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. But they're both beautiful.
They are. Like, and so, so sweet.
And Sawin is a very special dog. He's so loving.
Yes.
But he's also, I'll tell you right now, if we ever go to war or someone comes and starts threatening me at the house, this dog right here loves me so much, it's over for that other person. And he's not a violent dog, but he's very protective.
And like, he's watchful.
Very watchful. Like he literally, when someone else is petting him, he looks over at me just to, you know, to make sure that I'm cool with it. So he's like, I just don't want you to be jealous, Dad.
Right.
You know? But he is. And same thing, if I'm ever sick and real sick, nobody can bring him outside because he, you know, pretty much puts himself right there watching over me nonstop and will not leave my room. So I have to get up when I'm sick to bring him outside to go to the bathroom. Because
feeling like poo, probably. Yeah. It's like, well, all right, you gotta have me, really? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, let's get up. I'm got in 3-degree temperature, get my pup outside to go to the bathroom because he will not leave me.
Got tissues hanging out your nose. You know, your neighbor's like, he might be having the play. We better not go visit for a little while.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't want to go over there. I don't want to get that. So we're going to hear talk about, so the Biden campaign appears to take offense to Trump calling Lake and Riley his alleged killer and animal. And I think I mentioned this last night, but this is how bad their tactics are getting. So we had the bloodbath incident a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Where they literally just clipped out the front, clipped out the back and left the rest. But this one, they literally clipped up and like juxtaposed these frames right next to each other, make it sound like Trump was like calling all immigrants animals. It's the same thing that they did last time.
They did that before.
When Trump said, you're not sending in your best. Well, he's right. The ones that are being, quote, sent here aren't the best. They're right. Coming over here for an absolute purpose, but they're going after Trump like crazy. And I was looking at an article today and I was like, whoa, Democrat senators right now are coming out saying we've already prepared for a Biden loss. So they even know it's coming. Yeah.
I think they really knew that 2020 was a loss.
Oh, Suski says CNN had a guest who debunked it, and I'm surprised that was on CNN, but awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. And like I said, things are going to get ramped up by the time we get up to the election. I'm still not convinced. Matter of fact, I think it was, who was it? Somebody said that they talked to somebody that they worked with that literally brought this topic up, saying, I don't think there's going to be an election. I think it may have been Moonwolf. Huh. But nonetheless, like literally, this is being talked about. My neighbor, who just moved in next door, came over briefly right before the show to bring back stuff that had blown over into his yard. And well, I know it was politics now. It was Moonwolf, yes. I know his politics now, and he was like, this world's so messed up. Every day, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to have some pretty great conversations. So let's put it that way. Fun.
Hey, you know, and getting to meet your new neighbors by swapping out your things that have gotten blown into one another's yard, you know, neighbors that go through tornadoes together stay together.
100%.
Right? It's like instant bonding. You have to go talk to them because half your stuff's in their yard, half your their stuff's in yours. So it's like,
oh, yeah.
Let's just swap yards.
The last, and these neighbors come over, you know, it's a very friendly neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like we'll talk to people, we'll wave to each other every day. The place that I live when I was in Texas, like I had neighbors and I'm friendly. I always waved to them, tried to talk to them, but they never made, you know, reciprocated. They waved back, but you know what I'm saying? We just never got to know each other until Icemageddon came around and we're all cutting trees off of each other's cars. Like,
and it's like, why is that? Why do we do that? You know, just, and that's what I love about those that were making the sourdough bread and sharing the loaf, or when you're starting your seeds, you've got to, like, they put a gazillion seeds in a packet. So, and the ones you want, they don't. But,
yeah,
you know, usually there's a lot of seeds, more than you're going to use in the season. So,
and we trade them all.
Put a few extras and pass them out.
Literally, you know? We've been trading seeds. Like, I gave neighbors beans, or like beans to plant and all kinds of stuff. And they're like, oh, cool, I got this for you. So, like, literally, everyone here is helping each other out. And the thing is, I have a garden that's literally three times bigger than what I need, but I'm not watching out for myself. You know, I'm trying to grow enough food to where if things get bad, I've got neighbors that they can have some of this food.
It ain't just about protecting you and your home, but keeping it. Because if you kind of like The Walking Dead, you know, they had to take care of the whole community.
The whole community. And that's
you couldn't just say, oh, I'm going to hoard all my food here and that's it. No, you got to. In order to ensure survival, you need more than one, and it takes numbers, and you got to share.
Totally. And a great thing, too, is that our neighbor is the brother-in-law with our constitutional sheriff.
Yeah.
So, like, if anything goes down here, boom.
It's a good friend to have.
He's right here in the neighborhood because his sister, like I said, his sister's right there. So, they'll right here.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a good thing to have and a good thing to know. And that's one thing, too, we talk about all the time is, you know, we got to learn to be selfless, not selfish.
Right.
And, you know, and in the worst case scenario, like things don't get bad. Our neighbors are going to save some money because mm-hmm. things are getting so expensive. Like, I mean, my jaw dropped today when I left the grocery store and I was like, man, and this is like 2 weeks later since the last time I went. Gas has gone up 70 cents, I think, in the last couple of weeks.
Wow. See, ours has gone, it's been creeping up. Ours though changes. Like on Wednesdays, it'll be lowest, come Thursday they're back up again, and it's like that every week. Wednesday it's lower, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, sometimes just Tuesday, Wednesday it'll be lower, and then the rest of the week they jack it back up like 30-40 cents every week, and it's like,
and
come on,
see, and it brings you back
to
the
tornadoes. There's no nothing with the oil. We had plenty of oil. Trump made sure we were full.
Just all the bridges that they're knocking down all over the place, but Other than that,
let's play Whack-A-Bridge.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it seems like. You know, Dr. Pepper, I got vegetables. You got honey. Come on, let's trade.
There we go.
I got some really good local honey right when we moved here from him.
Nice.
And I really appreciate it because it literally helped me adapt to the allergies that are crazy here in Kentucky, just eating local honey.
That's the best thing to do. I love the Little Bear ones, but they aren't local. They're full of sugar. Go to somebody that's in your area that has, that's one of my first things I find in my area is where's the good local honey? Because any kind of allergies, a teaspoon of honey a day and your allergies will improve, but it's got to be whatever
like local, your local, like pollen, local pollen.
Because they're collecting from all of the plants and, you know, so they're making that honey from there. So like you're getting those antibodies.
Homeopathy, I think it's what it's called. Like homeopathy is basically taking
homeopathy.
Yeah, taking the poison to cure you of the poison, of the allergies or whatever.
Kind of like what they try to say is what they do with the jabs, but opposite. The jabs are the evil version of honey.
Yes. And man, that's coming to a whole thing too. Talk about exposure. You know, we'll talk about this a little bit too. We've got the traffickers, the pedophiles, all being exposed. Matter of fact, this neighbor that I have, he's not a rabbit hole guy like us. Buddy's still aware of what's happening. And see, I love this. I love having people around me that I can gauge, you know, because you can't gauge the world by me because I'm digging in stuff before a lot of people even know that something existed.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of the people like him who are just very go to work, go home, eat, sleep kind of people, they are seeing what we're seeing now. He was talking about all the actors and then Tom Hanks and, you know, so,
yeah.
So even they are starting to see what's happening.
The ones
right
that
now.
We were calling the normies.
The normies,
just,
yes.
And it's not that they're any different from us. It's just that God awakened us and each of us at different times, just like he works in us with different things
yes.
at different times. And I've been noticing, well, not so much myself, but through others, I've seen and witnessed more and more people that are really starting to get it that normally we're just too preoccupied with, you know, not having any time because work and every minute of every day they try to shove something at us so we're not able to be focused anyway. So
yeah, that's the whole thing.
Those are like, the ones that are like, oh gosh, you know, if I could fit an extra 5 minutes in to look at something, sure. And that's the ones that are now starting to say, you know what? I can find 5 minutes.
Exactly. And the thing is though, and I said this, matter of fact, it's in one of my first Payne's Angel videos. I said the research that we're doing now and the amount of people that are looking at our threads or looking at the videos we're making or looking at the research we're doing pales in comparison to the coming years. And the great thing is that God was working in people's lives to start putting all of this information together. So now we don't have to put it together. It's already there. It exists. And people can just boom, type it in and go find this information. But like you said, there's a lot of distractions right now. A big thing too, you know, with this eclipse is once people started putting some, you know, the scriptural pieces and connections together, then all the paid opposition started coming out and really mucking up the works with all kinds of crazy conspiracies. And, you know, so I was asked last night, you know, what was my opinion? What do I think is the most plausible thing to come from this eclipse? And I was like, well, you know, on God's side, we're looking at a veil lifting up, a great awakening. People are going to, a revival, people coming back to God because first the truth is being exposed and it absolutely is. And then there's a point where people really start seeking something higher than themselves when they realize how tyrannical the world can be. And I feel like the veil's lifting and people are actually going to start coming to God in masses. And, you know, that's where we come in. You know what I'm saying? Not judgment, like we're welcome. You know, what do you need to know? I may not have all those answers. I'm still an unseasoned Christian myself, but I can tell you who to go to. That will give you those
right.
correct answers, you know, but that's the great thing about it.
That's something that's wonderful even now is that God has gifted us with different abilities mm-hmm. and talents that someone in this family, you know, all together that we have is somebody's either gone through it, is currently going through it, has been through mm-hmm. it and overcome. And, you know, God has brought all of us from so many different backgrounds that, I mean, there's never a question of if somebody could help someone else. It's just like, okay, well, let's see what you need help with and get you to that person, you know, because we've all been there. We've all, you know, been at new stages, new steps and learning together. So it's like, well, I may not know the answer, but I can find somebody that might be able to help you.
See, exactly. You know, and one thing too that, and I noticed this, especially on YouTube when my Payne's Angels videos before I got booted off, you know, within the comments and I would see a lot of people, they're like, man, I wish that I could do this, you know, talk about video making and so forth. And my answer was always like, no, I'm not doing anything better than you are. I was like, we are a machine and God needs people to do the tweets, the threads, videos, spread these things here and there, the scripture, you know what I'm saying? Like everyone has got a place in God's well-oiled army.
Yeah.
And if you remove one of those cogs, like everything ceases to function.
The puzzle
right.
doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Anymore.
The puzzle doesn't work. Exactly. So there's only one general in this army.
And that's God.
And that's God. Everyone else, we're all like soldiers on an equal thing. Don't let anybody try to convince you other than that. Cause I do see a lot of, people that put out content and so forth that try to act like captains and generals and force it. Exactly. And the thing is though, is that you know, we're equals.
Right.
And we should let everyone quite be quite aware of that, because we don't need to demotivate anybody. We need to motivate people, you know, inspire them, let them know, like, no, you, what you are doing is absolutely valuable. God has you in this place because we would be unsuccessful if you weren't doing what you're doing. And the person that comes next in line wouldn't, and it's not a line, but you know what I'm saying? It's
right,
just,
yeah.
It's like the machine, the Ford factory of things just running down the line, and every person has their part.
Exactly. Kind of, well, like, to put it in another term, like with the human digestive mm-hmm. system, it starts with the mouth and, you know, it works through everything, but it takes each little organ piece to work, to make your body get all of those nutrients. Even mm-hmm. though it starts in the intestines, it's all of it together. And I think once we get to where we're not envious, you know, cause that's one of the Ten Commandments,
yes.
not to have envy and, so once we get out of that and get out of our own, well, I would like to do that. I want to do that, and just pray and say, Father, what do you want me to do?
Yeah. Or
will you use me to do your work, to bring you glory to your name?
Amen.
Show me what you want me to do. I don't know. You know, I'm trying to figure this out. And you really have to get into reflecting on your gifts and talents and get into the word and just be with Father. And I mean, it may take 100 prayers. It may take 500 prayers, because God will answer yes, no, 100%. Maybe.
And the thing is, though, is like, and that's one thing that I was taught by my granddad, because he told me the same thing. Like I said, I was fortunate enough to have God working in my life way before I accepted God into my heart, or in Christ into my heart. And my grandfather used to say a lot, man, he was such a wise man. I tell you, a lot of my wisdom, man, just came from his little like sayings.
Yeah.
But he used to talk, you know, about the dangers of envy. And he goes, look, if you ever envy or get jealous of someone, don't let it sit in your heart. Learn how to do it yourself.
There you go.
Take the time.
Perfect.
Yeah. Take the time to learn how to do it yourself. And I've always kind of done that, you know, because he also used to tell me a poor man is forced to be a resourceful man.
Oh, yes.
And that was probably one of the most valuable things, because like I said, it's everything that I've learned in my life is mainly because I couldn't afford to do it. And he also said, you want to make sure that you're a good husband for someone down the road. You know what I'm saying? So learn these skills. Learn
right,
how to
yeah.
fix your household, how to do this and that, and then don't stop there. Go above and beyond. He's like, there's no patriarchy or matriarchal traits. Like the woman isn't the one who has to cook the dinner. Learn how to cook the dinner for your wife. You know, like Scottish men love
sharing,
it. Yeah.
You know, and actually your spouse isn't your slave. And that's like where, you know, a woman submits to the man. It's not like the man is, you know, being evil or horrible or anything like that. It's a respect and a trust and a faith that, you know, that person, God sent that person for you. And if you truly believe it and walk that way, then it's going to be okay. There's no, like with the eclipse, you know, I know you're not afraid. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
To see the event, see everybody. And so it's like, you know, people are like just afraid and unsure. And it's like, oh, well, better have, you know, and they're seeing all of the warnings that they're putting out with the National Guard and get gas, get food. It's like, guys, they're trying to start another toilet paper run.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Is exactly what they're trying to do. It's like, oh, let's see if we could suck them back into it. And I don't know. I haven't noticed things being missing, really. Anything abnormal, really, other than stuff that they just happen to run out of. But nothing like before.
No. And that's the thing, is they create fear. And that fear is what creates the lack of stuff, because
yeah.
everyone's freaking out. You know, it's like this. I mean, I know how this works. I know that I knew that Nikki was going to be arriving today. And I'm like, look, I may not be here. I'm going to go to the grocery store because I know what's going to happen on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's going to be the toilet paper thing all over again. Everybody's going to be freaking out, running to the stores, pulling everything off the shelves.
Oh, gosh,
like
let's hope not.
Like a hurricane.
I rebuke that.
Yeah, I rebuke that too.
We got too many people coming up. Well, I don't know how many is coming up to Mandolin, but I want to make sure we got toilet paper at Mandolin first.
Oh yeah. Well, Crafty Nut, you know, Crafty Nut, Kitty too, they all know what I'm talking about because they live in a hurricane area.
Yes.
So they know how it is. It's like everyone waits until the last like minute and they just bombard the stores, and then all of a sudden
generators, no plywood,
nothing.
No nails,
no water,
no screws. You're lucky if you can find Gorilla Glue or the Gorilla Tape.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I've just learned at the very least to go ahead and just get prepared while we can. In this case, I just don't have to go shopping for 2 weeks. I'm excited.
Right?
but I know how this all works. And that's the thing, is they perpetuate this fear. And, you know, it's the same thing with Texas a couple of years back. I can't remember what, I think it was a Hurricane Harvey. I think it was. And like literally all the way over into central Texas, they were out of gas. Like literally people were lining up like 2 miles down the block for the three gas stations that had like one tank that was still working. And it was because they freaked everyone else out.
Wow.
And then now we had a gas shortage. No one could get it any longer. It was people that were running out of gas waiting to get their gas. And then the gas was gone by the time they got there.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. It was crazy. And it's like, that's, we did that. I think it was during the whole COVID run too. They did that with the gas. It was like, you can only get so much. Mm-hmm. And it's like, guys, I mean, seriously, like gas, I get the gas, but trying to have 500 pounds of food in your home, you know, if something gets really bad, did Jesus stay in the same place?
No. Yeah.
He moved. Are you going to be able to lift that 500 pounds of food and carry it on your back?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you might want to figure out what in your go bag, what you can actually carry or what you think you could carry, because long term, all of that, you know, it's just, it's just to make money. The economy is down. They're trying to boost the economy back up. That's what happened in COVID. And I'm not sure that that wasn't intentional, because the economy was going down. People weren't going to be out shopping.
Oh, you know, right here, MSM Liar says 25 pound max in a go bag. And that's one thing too. Fortunately, on the big trips, because most of the time I want to go into Scotland, I have a backpack on and I do more camping and hiking than anything. So you prepare here and you get everything that you think that you need until you realize how heavy 65 pounds can be when you're hiking miles and miles and miles. And all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, I'm going to use this knife instead of a hatchet. Gone. I'm going to break the handle off my toothbrush. I mean, you literally cut corners and there's nothing worse than that. You know, and I always tell everybody too, go bag, if you're going to double up or triple up on anything, socks.
Yes.
Socks. Double on trench foot. Yeah. Your feet are more important and something to keep your head warm during the winter, but socks.
Yeah.
Because you are useless when your feet are useless at that point. You everything slows down at that point. Are you... It is 10 o'clock. Is Scott doing a show tonight?
Yeah, he's still at one, so I'm going to have to hop off.
Okay, hop on off and get on.
I love you guys. I'm so glad to see you, John. I see you in here, and Jeff and everyone else. Hey, John, I did get White Castle. I found it. But Duncan's cooking was better.
Thank you. I hope it's better than White Castle.
Oh, yes. If you know, you know. And that's all I'm going to say on that. I do like White Castle, though. And I finally found one this time. So it was exciting. But thank you for having me in here live and inviting me in. And
absolutely. And go get on. Go mod.
Go mod.
Exactly. And have a great night. I'll see you in about 30 minutes.
All right, brother. See you soon. All
right. So we'll get back into a little bit of news. That was a great conversation with Nikki Knight. And it was great to have her here. We're going to be doing a little prayer, I believe, on Saturday out at Mandolin Farms, and they're going to be heading up to Ohio for an event on Sunday. So, you know, we like to watch out for one another and make sure that we are housed and got, you know, a nice place to stay, especially when it's cold. So I was more than happy to have the guest and great conversation with Mom. Moon Wolf's over in here. You may hear the puppy in there barking, but she calmed down, which is pretty awesome. And you know what, Kitty, too? I have no idea what the time is. I'm going to have to ask the girl that just walked away from the mic what time that is, and she's not in here at the moment. So I'll make sure that you guys get that posted somewhere in Vineyard or something so you know when and what time that is. So get back into a little bit more news. So the world, okay, this is, this is just a crazy thing right here. And it kind of snuck through. A lot of people don't realize this. So in the omnibus bill, there was some sketchy stuff going on. World Economic Forum has now covertly included the recently passed omnibus bill, allocating $15 million to electronically track all the cattle in the United States. This measure will severely limit America's beef supply to the public. I mentioned this briefly last night, but it actually goes on even further because it's given them more control over what happens with anything dealing with sickness, disease, or anything like that here in our own country. So basically, they've got more power than they did last time. Matter of fact, in some cases, they seem to have more power than most of the governments of the country because we signed over and gave them permission to do this stuff. Fortunately, we got a great state like Louisiana, who are automatically putting a bill in order to say, I don't care what they tell us, it's not happening in our state. We need a lot more of this right now. It's not going to happen in any Democrat governed run state. Sadly, here in Kentucky, it's going to be a big thing, but you will probably get it through a Senate, Congress, or whatever, but it's not going to end up going through our governor. We'll more than likely veto it. So we really need to, Dr. Pepper, we need to work at our local levels and talk to your sheriff. We need to make sure, I mean, obviously our sheriff can't stop them from laying chemtrails over the top of us, but at the very least, they can protect us, making sure that we're not forced to wear masks, being locked in our houses again and so forth. So get to know your sheriff, get to know your local community. It's all going to start right there. We can't hand this kind of power over. And it's amazing that they did this in a border bill. That's what this omnibus was supposed to be about, the border. More money went over to Ukraine, Israel, and so forth. And it's just not doing us any good whatsoever. And then they're going to be tracking cattle. And now they are pushing the avian bird flu is now supposedly like rampaging our country. You know, so it's going to be 1,000 times worse than COVID, they say. We knew this was coming. We're just a little later than I thought. I literally expected this around February. Maybe the beginning of April. I don't know. But nonetheless, in March. But nonetheless, here we are right now. They're pushing this. They're trying to freak everybody out with the new bird flu. They're killing millions of birds, chickens. And then now every day you hear about a new state where something popped, you know, came in. And monkeypox, DJ Salsh, monkeypox is back. That's not surprising either. They're not going to touch my birds. They're not going to touch any of my animals. But like I said, they're already setting up the next fear factor. It's coming and it started in a major way. So you'll probably be hearing about this in a long time, or you're here soon. This also goes right into here. Largest U.S. fresh egg producer halts production at Texas plant. Bird flu found in chickens. 1.6 million laying hens are being killed. 337,000 pullets were culled. And then this is happening in multiple states right now as well. So at the very least, they're attacking the food. And then at the very most, they're trying to set us up for the next reason to get a new vaccination or something like that. So this right here is pretty disheartening as well. So the number of voters registered without a photo ID is skyrocketing in three key swing states. So Arizona, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Since the start of 2024, Texas has had 1,250,710 registered voters with zero proof photo ID or anything like this. Could be literally anybody. They probably registered their dogs and their cats too. Pennsylvania, 580,513. Arizona, 220,731. So they are cheating in every way they possibly can because they know they're going to lose this. They know they're not going to be able to cheat their way out of this one. So they're going to have to cheat in different ways than they did before. Like I said, I'm registering people that are based, you know, that don't have ID. So it could be anybody. Now the funny thing, and this is great, I meant to say this the other night. The Democrats had this campaign going on around the entire country where they were actively going to highly liberal areas, universities, and so forth. Pushing the vote, getting people to register to vote in liberal areas because they were trying to pull in liberal voters. Oh my goodness, did that backfire. So many people were registering, conservative registering for the Republican Party that they ended up canceling the campaign in every state that they were doing this on because it wasn't working in their favor. They thought they were going to go to these places and get people to start coming in for Biden, and almost, I would say, I think from what I was reading, it was like 80% of the people were actually registering Republican. So that did not work in their favor. Then we talked about this too, that the U.S. Air Force and the United States Army are trying to get their retired pilots, combat system officers, recruiters, et cetera, back into active duty due to possible conflict in the Middle East and China. So we had John Kirby. You guys know John Kirby. He always pops up at Cabbage Patch's little podium up there and starts talking some crazy stuff. Well, apparently he came out today and said this.
Francisco, that Beijing plans to reunify Taiwan with mainland China. Did the Chinese leader bring up similar sentiments in their call the other day? And if so, what was President Biden's response?
Taiwan came up in the context of the call. There's not a single discussion that we don't have with senior leaders in the PRC where we don't talk about Taiwan. Of course it came up. I won't characterize President Xi's comments, but I can tell you that President Biden was very, very clear that nothing's changed about our one China policy. We don't support independence for Taiwan, but
we don't support independence from Taiwan. Well, he should have been more accurate and said Biden doesn't support independence for America, because we're starting to see this right here. He's causing rifts between so many different countries. Now you got Russia, Iran. They're pushing the escalation between Israel and Palestine. And it's sad because all these innocent people are getting caught up in the elite's game, and its lives are being lost. Like I said, there's no picking sides in this, because there is no good side when both sides are getting murdered, when both sides are getting killed, because our elites want to play some dirty game with each other. And now we've got, he's literally saying that we don't support Taiwan's independence. Well, let me tell you how that comment that I just played for you worked out for him. And this is very, very sad. The stock market has been gradually dropping all week long, and today it dropped almost 600 points. And it was a lot to do with computer chips. Taiwan does a lot for, you know, supplying our military with stuff. A lot of the computer chips, car chips, things that go in our military vehicles are supplied by Taiwan. So when he said that, people immediately ended up going to the stocks and started pulling stocks. So the highest, I think, proportionally stocks that dropped today, exactly. Silver's going up. Gold's going up. But those stocks are going down, down, down. And like I said, that comment came out, and you could literally watch the market start to drop right after that. They want to depopulate everything. Someone said that in there earlier. I missed who said that. But yes, this is all about depopulation. They're doing everything they can. They want to get us to fight one another, country to fight against country. But we were warned about this. Scripture talks about it, wars, rumors of wars, and so forth. This is where we are right here today. I told you about White House canceling the Ramadan event as the Muslims refused to attend over Gaza. And that's the thing, is that everyone's turning on the Biden and this administration right now. The Palestinians, the Muslims, Iranians, and so forth refused to go to the White House justly because of them trying to push this war back and forth. So they had to cancel an entire event because the people that they were trying to gaslight and get on their side isn't working like that. This administration, and I go back to the same thing, are they this dumb, or are they being forced to do this for the population to wake up? Because nothing that they're doing at all is beneficial to this campaign that's coming up. Absolutely none of it. Biden now has gas prices going up. At least they went down for a little bit, but not now. It's going up, and people are seeing this. Groceries continue to go up. Cost of living in every way continues to skyrocket. There's people squatting in people's houses that are coming from other countries, while those people are being funded by our government, while the homeless here are not. While there's other people in less fortunate areas that are trying to just pay a bill every single month, and they can't do so because they're having to decide, where do I need my money to go more to pay in my rent, putting gas in my car so I can get to work, or feeding my kid. Everything is that they're doing is 150% backfiring on this administration. Even down to this, the melee going back and forth between Israel and the Palestinians, is that Biden now, he couldn't stay neutral. He created this whole problem. He was part of the reason this whole conflict began to begin with. He has now put himself in the position of having to choose a side or choose the other side. And the moment he makes that decision, which it kind of seems he has, one side may give him a little bit support, but the other side's going to drop their support 100%. He put themselves in that position. This administration put themselves in that position. And I think it's great. So the big question that's always on our minds is this administration really that dumb? Do they absolutely not care anymore? Or are they being forced to do this in order to wake the people up so they can actually see what they refused to see before? And I kind of lean that way on some days, and I just don't know. Nonetheless, we just know the important thing is just getting into scripture, getting closer to God. God will sort all of this through, and just listen so that we know exactly what we need to do and where we need to go in order to serve God the best that we possibly can. This one right here is a little bit close to home for me. Woke fail. So the leftist Scottish leader receives more hate speech complaints than J.K. Rowling as police swamped with reports. So many people right now, because they created these hate crime laws where people can literally go to prison just for saying, I disagree with that man pretending to be a woman when he's really a man. You say that over in Scotland, you end up in jails. Matter of fact, guys, I just got my passport. I just got my citizenship revoked from Scotland for saying that right there. Won't be going back there anytime soon because they'll probably be waiting for me with the cuffs. This is literally how bad it is. I joke, I exaggerate, but it's pretty bad over there right now. Even to the point where one of their, because every country seems to have like their prominent transvestite person that's kind of become a face of their movements. Well, this one right here was saying, and if you got, and if this doesn't work, we're going to come after you and chop you up with axes. We're going to take this into a more physical manner. So literally they can get away with saying this stuff. We even just disagree with the fact that they're a man when they claim to be a woman or whatever. And we get in all the trouble for that right here. So Scotland, of all the places, just crazy. If you guys know, you hear me talk very highly of Scotland. It's so changed. I, for the life of me right now, other than flying into one of those things, which I won't do, not until it's all cleaned up, I won't go to Glasgow. I won't go to Aberdeen. I won't go to Edinburgh. I won't go to Inverness. I won't go to any of those major cities any longer. I will, if I ever do, it's going to be straight out to the mountains, straight out to the villages where the people still have sense. Literally, the Scottish cities are no different than our extremely liberal cities right here in the United States of America. So, breaking, Tucker Carlson says, if the mRNA vaccine was shown not to stop transmission and governments continue to push it on their populations intentionally, that would be the most evil thing ever done. And he started coming across talking more and more about this because there's a lot of this being talked around the world. There's a lot of suits that are going up against CDC, going against World Health Organization and so forth, to the point where they're having to backtrack on a lot of the lies that they said. And fortunately, some of our good journalists are seizing upon this and they're not letting it go. This is exactly what they did. And by far the most evil thing ever done. I agree 100% with Tucker on this right here. This was pure evil. They knew it didn't work. They knew it didn't stop you from getting anything. They pushed it. And, you know, I've seen a couple people in here. Fortunately, friends of ours have not gotten any side effects from these. But sadly, a lot of people have as well. So I'm still convinced that there was more than one batch. And I do feel in my heart that Trump may have pushed this forward quicker than they were ready for it. And a lot of placebos went out. But when Biden got in, they were a little bit more prepared. Fortunately, they're not pushing this stuff anymore. Thanks to all of you that were throwing the information out there about the danger of this. Think twice, trust in God, and so forth. Take Z-Pak, take the protocols that Dr. Zeb put out, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and so forth. We ended up getting through this just fine. I'm here talking to you. I didn't die. You're here listening to me. Apparently, you didn't die either. My mother got COVID at a in her 80s or in her 70s and never had an issue with it afterwards. I mean, she still can't taste as what she used to, but nonetheless, she's alive. She's kicking, having great conversations with her. So Trump leads Biden in six battles, battleground states. I think there's seven total. But right now, Arizona, he's up 48 to 26, which is pretty big. California, or no, Georgia, he's up 45 to 27. Michigan, he's up 49 to 31. North Carolina, he's up 49 to 29. Nevada, he's up 48 to 23. Pennsylvania, 46 to 28. And Wisconsin, 49 to 29. These are pretty big numbers. These aren't like little tiny small percentage gaps. So I'd imagine, you know, the scary part, though, is that the further these numbers get apart from each other, the more active our deep state's going to be. So as I was going further, I had mentioned earlier when someone had asked me what I thought was going to become with the eclipse as far as the deep state's concerned. They asked, do you think that the deep state are going to do anything during this time? You know, and part of me goes, you know, part of me thinks that they're just trying to create all this in order to get everybody freaking out. Part of me thinks that they're pushing this out to get people hopeful. So when things don't happen, they get lower and lower and lower and they're less likely to believe anything. There's any number, but we know that they enjoy psyops and taking advantage of certain days, situations, holidays, or events such as an eclipse. when asked, I was like, you know, if I was to look at it from a military or from an operational perspective, you know, in my opinion, Project Bluebeam, fake alien invasion would be ideal for something during the eclipse, because literally everyone's going to be outside. Everybody's going to be looking up. Imagine how quickly that conversation would start when they see like holograms of spaceships flying through the air and stuff like that, thinking that it's real when it's actually an illusion. So like I said, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I'm saying if I, you know, from a military or an operational perspective, this would be the ideal time for Project Bluebeam, only because literally everyone in the country is pretty much going to be outside looking up into the sky. Once again, a fully vaccinated Lauren Bober undergoes emergency surgery after massive blood clots discovered. So definitely pray for her. She was one of the ones that I liked, and seems to be, you know, very patriotic and cares for our country. So of course, it's sad to see her removed from the voting area because they're trying to push another large amount of money through Congress to send over to Ukraine. And we knew that was coming. And our Speaker of the House literally changed the rules to make this happen. Then we got, and then speaking of Ukraine, Zelensky, who needs your tax dollars, just bought King Charles' former mansion for a little measly $25 million. So while we are funding a war and sending money over there that literally doesn't go to the war, it's not helping anybody, it's not literally going to what it's supposed to be going, this guy right here has $25 million to spend on a castle, basically, or at least a very big, gigantic mansion. And this isn't the first house he's purchased. He purchased a couple in the United States. He's all kinds of cars. Like I said, where is he getting this money from? I'll tell you, we're paying for it. So guys, guess what? We now own a $25 million mansion that was owned by King Charles. I can't wait to bring you guys there to go on a nice little vacation. Going to be sweet. There's a lot of rooms. We don't ever have to worry about where we're going to stay. Matter of fact, the bathroom there is probably nicer than the room that I sleep in. So there's no bad place to sleep in this mansion. We're all going to go over there together and enjoy this because we bought it. It wasn't Zelensky. It's ours. Next is going back over to the whole Judge Merchan issuing unconstitutional gag orders on Trump in order to keep his deception and his tyranny and his treason silent. Once again, this is things that people can't overlook. It's coming out in everyone's faces. I'm telling you, the veil is being lifted up every day, but in two ways. Two things are coming from this veil being lifted up. A, people that normally didn't want to see the truth are being forced to see the truth, down to the pedophilia, the trafficking, the P. Diddy, the J. Lo getting caught up in this, who else was in there? Beyonce and Jay-Z, and all these people are getting pulled into this right now, and it's a lot of talk. People are finally starting to see this. But also, I feel that when the veil's being lifted up, that they can't be deceptive like they used to. They used to be able to hide this stuff real well, and you'd have to search for it. But I think God's going to start making their tyranny clumsy to the point where everyone's going to see it. Yeah, DJ Shaw, Justin Bieber's story was pretty awful. And we'll have to talk about some of those things on a show one night. Matter of fact, DJ Shaw, I know you're going to get comfortable with the microphone, so I'm going to have to get you onto the show, and you and I will just dig some deep old rabbit holes, because I heard you were looking into some of the stuff that I was talking about last night, which is pretty darn exciting. So that's going to be a fun show as well. I read you the thing earlier about that Portland family. God bless them. Big suit coming from this. And I hope that these people are held absolutely accountable for what they have done to these children, especially giving these kids literally 1 day suspension for doing the worst thing you could possibly do other than kill a person. Now we got this. So we how many times have you guys heard them call us like crazy, rebellious Christian nationalists, like every word in the world, racist? These guys want to start a revolution. They're violent, violent, violent. Insurrection on January 6th, all this neat stuff. Yeah, and none of us have done anything. One of the ladies that was in the people's house was praying inside the people's house. She is now looking at once she was found guilty on all four charges for praying. Oh my goodness, keep God out of the people's house as much as they possibly can, it seems. 1 year in jail, $200,000 in fines. This woman is like 70 something years old, maybe a little bit older than that. And now she's going to be looking at time in jail with a huge hefty fine. But here's the real problem. But no one wants to talk about it because these guys can do no wrong. You know, Black Lives Matter, they could do no wrong. Antifa, they couldn't do any wrong. Well, guess who else can't do any wrong? Trans people, the transgender movement or whatever you want to call it. So trans Redditors are now openly discussing committing politically motivated mass shootings and public suicides. There has been an uptick in the LGBTQ terrorism. The modern LGBTQ movement radicalizes activists into becoming violent extremists. And I've got multiple things. I'm not going to read these to you, but they're literally loads of people that are talking about what they're going to do. They're going to go out and shoot people up. They're trying to mimic the school shooting of the other transvestite that happened over in Nashville. They are literally... I'm talking like there's thousands of people that are talking about this. And I know there's a lot of bots and stuff on Reddit as well. But nonetheless, this is being absolutely ignored while they're accusing us of being violent when all we want to do is preserve the values of our country, protect our Bible, protect our guns, protect our freedoms and our rights, protect each other, you know, and everyone has the right to defend themselves. This isn't defense. This is offense. And they keep trying to tell you that we're the ones that are harming these gender changers. We're not. I may completely disagree with you 100% about changing your gender. I may not like it at all, but we got a guy, oddly enough, here in Flemingsburg, who's at our gas station, who is a transgender. You think I'm mean to him? I'm friendly as can possibly be. We're not hateful people. We may completely disagree with it, but I'm not going to go kill anybody. You know where the deaths are coming from? They're killing each other. They're killing themselves. They are the problem. They are their biggest problem, not us. Exactly. Pray for them. And I'm not playing into delusion. I can't say sir or ma'am because I can't tell if it's a sir to a ma'am or a ma'am to a sir. But nonetheless, someone says hi to me, I'll say hi back. But the moment they're like, call me ma'am, I'm going to be like, no, not happening. I'm not going to, like Terry Lynn said, I'm not playing into your delusion. Not going to happen. But like I said, isn't going to change me from just being kind to somebody who just says hi to me. And I think Matt and Ed probably know who I'm talking about. Ashley. See, that's the thing. His name, I don't know what it is. It's Ashley. So that didn't help me much because that's kind of one of those names that really goes both ways. So this lady that I was telling you about that, and this is heartbreak. I'm going to play this little quick little clip here. So the Biden regime and his DOJ have orchestrated the trial of a 70-year-old Rebecca Lavrin, 70-year-old grandmother whose crime was literally praying in the Capitol. This is sad. Listen to this.
My own country is treating me like a criminal. It's because I believe that they stole my rightful president. And just standing up for my country, it makes me a criminal. And it's just not right. I feel so weird to be here. Over three years ago, I was here.
So this poor woman, like I said, she literally went in. All she did, which is what many people did, they went there to do what we have the constitutional right to do. And that is to voice our opinion when something is wrong. We saw a lot of corruption in this election, and we went there to voice our opinions on it. We have the right to do that. Matter of fact, Antifa did it, only they did it with bats and Molotov cocktails. Black Lives Matter did pretty much the same thing. We went there, and all the mischief was literally caused by the police. This woman right here was waved in by the police, who literally opened the door for them to go in there. Someone had to unlock that heavy-ass door to let people in. The cops are standing there waving people in. And then she ends up with this right here. Imagine that. 70 years old. I'm looking at a year in jail and money that she doesn't have. Exactly $210,000 in fines. And good night, Jeff. I love you, brother. Talk to you tomorrow. And then we've got, here we go too, more lies. So make it hard to trust the science when all they do is make stuff up. So this right here came from the British Museum called the Publica. It claims that some birds and dinosaurs were queer in a new exhibit that they have in this museum. So apparently birds and dinosaurs can be gay. I'm not quite sure how they can tell that. Maybe there's something in their bones. Yeah, MSNBC beat me to it. Yeah, the bones know. They did carbon dating and found out that this dinosaur used to be a bird. And the bird used to be a groundhog. That's right. Now they associate the other thing. And they also are gay, apparently. Unbelievable. Then we got so Blinken says that Washington summit will be held, build a bridge to Ukraine becoming a NATO member. So they're working on literally, you remember why this, this whole Russia and Ukraine thing started? Because Russia just simply did not want Ukraine in NATO. And now Blinken comes out and says that the Washington summit, they're going to be talking about building that bridge to get Ukraine into NATO. So you think we're closer to a war? Well, if you ask Putin, he says this when asked, would you ever have any plans on attacking America? And he says, why would I do that? The Democrats are already doing it. He's got a pretty darn good point, man. Putin's got kind of that sense of humor that Trump has. That was pretty funny, though. I did laugh at that. I think my mom got a kick out of that as well. But we've got enough news tonight. It was absolutely great getting to talk to Nikki. She's over at Bard's FM right now doing his 10 o'clock show. I think he's on the road right now, so he'll be up for another 30 minutes or so if you guys will catch him over there. But I want to thank you all once again just for everything that you do. Thank you for joining us in the evening, being so loving and kind, all the comments that you guys bring, the research that you do, spreading gospel, the conversations about God, the conversations that we have with one another, just helping us acclimate a little bit better to understand scripture in ways that we may not have before. Everyone's got just this beautiful way of just being gentle to talk with each other so we can learn a little bit better. And I am just so grateful to be part of this because, like I said, I myself am a growing Christian. And I lean on you guys often as well so that I can learn a little bit more. And I hope that some of the research I do helped you guys out. This is what it's all about. God wants us to unify, just like the disciples, talking amongst one another so they have a better understanding what Jesus was talking about. So we are just very fortunate to be here during these times. And there's no point of ever fearing because God will always have our back 100%. Just like that video that I played last night, God knows we're tired. God knows what we're having right, what we're taking right now. What we also have to remember is that a lot of this is strengthening us. Somebody said it perfectly the other day. Always be ready for someone to stab you in the back. But the moment that you get up from that backstab, you've grown stronger and you're going to be way stronger than the person that stabbed you in the back. This is where we're going right now, guys. We're just becoming stronger, stronger. We're gaining our faith more and more. We are building our spiritual callus so that we can get ready for the battle. Because when God said we would be persecuted as he or hated like he, he's not joking and we haven't seen anything yet. So prepare for it. Just keep trusting in God. Smile knowing that God's going to get us through this 100%. Reach out to one another. If you're having a bad day, pray for one another. We're going to get through this just fine. So in the meantime, if everybody would bow their heads, we'll get into a little prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you again for all the blessings that you've given us. Dear Lord, sometimes we have days where we just really feel like we are tested. Things come out of nowhere, things that we didn't begin, and we don't know how we got caught up in it. And dear Lord, where it starts to ruin our day a little bit because of the flesh. We always put it in your hands, dear Lord. You take any burden that we have and you dilute it into peace, into love, dear Lord, and you take it off of our shoulders. And I thank you. I thank you for being here so that we can reach out to you, being here so that we can feel better, being here so that we can strengthen ourselves and endure these trials and the tribulations we go through, which are preparing us for where we're going to be. And dear Lord, if you weren't doing these things, we may not understand certain things at the time, Father, but we eventually do, and we see how our spiritual muscles are built by what we endure right now. So I thank you for these trials and tribulations. I thank you for keeping us calm while many others are chaotic, because it gives us the chance to not only help calm them down, but to have that conversation about why we are calm. And we are only calm because you bring us that calmness, Father. And I thank you so much for that, because there's not a day that goes by that I don't need to hand some burden over to you, some anxiety, some stress, or something that's happening in this world. But you never cease to take it away from us, Father. You also answer all of our prayers. And oh, my Lord, I am so grateful for you every day for that. I see the miracles that you work every day. So, Father, I ask that you continue to be with the Cusicks and help them heal, help them get through these times. Let everything be emotionally fixed and physically fixed. Let him, Steve, get back on his feet and start running around. Continue to be with Nemo as she continues to get better and help her through her illnesses. Dear Lord, be with Jeff and help him get past what he is going through. Father, I feel that many of us right now are sick, but you're going to heal us when that time is right, and we are going to be stronger than we were when we were teenagers, running around playing soccer, surfing, invincible, doing everything that we can. You're going to take us old people, us older people, and you're going to give us the energy, the inspiration, and the drive that we had when we were younger, dear Lord. It's all in your name. So thank you. Thank you for loving every one of us when we didn't know who you were. Thank you for working in our lives and preparing us for today before we even recognized that you were part of our lives. Dear Lord, you have the greatest patience in all of us. And Father, I ask that you share that patience with us so that we can have that with others. When others attack us, dear Lord, all I ask is that you allow us to get over it, forgive, and to pray for that person. Because, dear Lord, attacks only come from people that are harmed, that are hurting, that are ill, or reaching out for something that they don't have. Father, let us never forget to do so. When someone's having the worst day ever and they're throwing their bad day on us, let us not forget that we don't know what happened in their lives 10 minutes before they talked to us. And everything can change with a simple smile, a hug, kind words. Dear Lord, no matter how bad things get, let us always keep that frame of mind, pure love, the same love that you have for us. Let us have the same forgiveness, even with our enemies. Never let us miss a day without praying for our enemies, Father, which is one of the hardest things that we have to do. When someone hates you so much, sometimes it's hard to pray for them. But Father, that prayer is going to what change their hearts. You can turn the evilest people, the worst people in this world, to become your greatest warriors. We've seen examples of this over and over again. So let us continue to pray for all of those people, our family, our friends, and our enemies, dear Lord. Let's build this army more and more. Continue to speak, Father, but Father, let us learn how to listen, more importantly, because you're always talking to us. Sometimes we just don't listen. So, Father, let us learn how to listen so that we can know how we can serve you best. And we ask every day, dear Lord, many of us feel like, what else can I be doing? Just let us know, Father, and we will set forth on that path. We will help others, dear Lord, with their mission as they will help us. We will be there to lift them up when they fall, as they will do the same for us, dear Lord. But let it be through the fruits we bear, through the examples that we make, not through the words we say, because talk is absolutely cheap. And you asked us to be known by the fruits that we bear. Dear Lord, when we intervene or we do something in someone's life, don't let them see us. Let them see you within us. Dear Lord, when we died, we became reborn within you, in you, dear Lord. You were in us. You were in our souls. You were in our hearts, dear Lord. The devil won't even try to get into the soul and that heart, dear Lord, because that'd be a very uncomfortable place for him sitting there with you. But he does try to get into our heads. So, Father, I ask that you put a hedge of protection over all of us. Remove all evil and temptation from our lives, dear Lord, so that we can stay focused on what we need to. Dear Lord, don't let us get too far down the rabbit holes. Don't let us get too caught up in what's happening in this world. Let us focus on you, your kingdom first, but always let us keep an eye and a foot down here so that we can continue doing your work until you take us home. Father, I love you with all my heart. We love you with all of our hearts, and we are so blessed to be having this prayer and this conversation with you. And dear Lord, if you so bless us with another day, another prayer tomorrow, we will make the best of it. We will make every second count. We love you, dear Lord, in Jesus Christ's name and our Heavenly Father's name I pray. Amen. Well, everyone, have an absolutely beautiful evening. I don't even know what day it is. Tomorrow is Thursday, right? Or is it? I don't even know. I don't know what day it is. But I'll be back here tomorrow night. And if tomorrow is Friday, man, boy, this is it me or is time just moving by super, super quick these days? I'm used to having, I know what day it is when John's here. John's not here right now. So I'm like all confused. So yeah, we'll be back tomorrow evening. I'm going to try to join them. I'm going to try if I can to be on Godcast tomorrow with them, depending on my timing and what I'm doing here. Same with Saturday. I've got a lot of work still to do just to get everything going perfect for when we go live to Rumble. But in your time, go over to Rumble, go to search Kilted Christian, and then check out the videos. Let us know what you think of those videos, all of our intro videos. And I'll also put up a link inside our Kilt to Krishna Telegram and Brothers in the Bible. And if you guys want to spread that out, you're welcome to. Just give us a follow, and I can't wait to see you guys there. It's going to be a great, great time. Great things are ahead, and it's all in the service of our Heavenly Father. Guys, I love you all very much. I will see you tomorrow evening, on Friday, apparently, for Kilt to Krishna, episode 577. In the meantime, I leave you with this.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
thank you all so much for your kind words. Like I said, I cannot wait to move forward. It's going to be some great, great times, a lot of scriptural conversations. God's got us doing some amazing things, and we're doing this all together. Remember, one cog is removed from this machine, the machine stops working. So every one of us are very integral in this battle and this war. Don't think that anything that you're doing is any less important than anybody else, because that's not true. It all has to happen cohesively. We're in this together. This is our separate missions for the same big mission. That's for our Father. That being said, God wins. So fear not, stress not, let go of all of your anxiety. Pray, pray, pray. Pray more than you've ever prayed before. Never cease spreading that gospel as far as you possibly can. God will give us everything that we need for our missions, but it all begins with unity and prayer. Guys, I love you all very, very much. I will see you tomorrow night for Kilt to Krishna episode 577. In the meantime, God bless.